Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I am faring well, even though there is all this pressure about family and friends and people that I absolutely adore that are trying to hunker down, and everybody's getting tired of hearing that expression, but... You and I both know, Jacqueline, and when there's a hurricane coming, that's exactly what you need to do.
Oh, yeah. This isn't the first rodeo, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Right. But like I said, right now, I think that everybody has done the best that they can, considering their circumstances. And, you know, I've been on Facebook today just asking for confirmation. People can get in touch with me and how they're doing and stuff. I have so many people down in the Florida area, and I have so many people that are all over the country that have people down in the Florida area. You know, it's like, it's mammoth. That's been going on with you, right?
Well, my house is in Florida.
Oh, I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a snowbird. Aren't you glad you're not down there? Or would you rather be down there and watch over your house? Because I don't know if there's much you could do.
Well, and it is a double-edged sword being in the situation. Okay, there is only so much you can do. And I was very lucky up until about the last minute to be able to view what has been going on with my home, my security cameras. But apparently within the last minute, my power is out. And so I will not be able to view it anymore. But it has been, again here, it is a serious storm down there, and it is a serious situation. And I know that everybody should just keep the faith through this process. I know that the death toll will be low and that the damage is for a purpose reason. And that we just have to stay and trust that everything's going to
come. Exactly. Well, tonight, we do have a grand trine in Earth and the Taurus moon, which is exalted there. So, again, I think the Earth will prevail against the wind and the rain and the storm and stuff. So I consider that a good sign. But also Saturn being in Sagittarius, and it's direct now, is in square to that sun in Virgo. So the people that prepared, they know they can't travel anywhere. They've stocked up on enough food to sustain themselves. And that sun is going to move out of square with Saturn over the next 72 hours. So we'll be through it by then, okay? What will be left of it will not be as threatening or as frightening as it has been. And we'll be glad that we did what we could do to help, whether it's our neighbor, our family, our friends, our kids, our pets, whatever.
And realize, that's one of the things about that Saturn square. Realize that Florida went through Matthew almost a year ago. It's a few weeks before a year for Matthew. And everybody really saw how serious it was, really seriously. And I think that really the challenge with that, are you prepared? I think Florida really met up to it and took it seriously. So I think you're going to find a victory with that. There's less damage as well, because that Saturn square, again, I agree, in a couple of days, it won't look as bad as it does right now.
Mm-hmm. Yep, like my son, he's down there. I'm with 8 people and 8 pets. Where are you going to go? You know? So they did everything that they could and everything like that, and so far they've been doing okay and stuff. And a lot of my clients that are down there and friends I have down there, too, they keep letting me know, we're okay, we're hanging in there, which is great. I'm so happy to hear from them, because I figured if I didn't reach out before, it got, you know, a little bit more tricky over the next hour or so. It's going to get a little bit trickier there, then it should be backing off. That's what I'm hoping and praying for. But anyway, so that's where that's at. And But I'm glad you're safe and sound, and I'm glad that so far, you know, you've been able to see that your property is going to be okay. And it's just been a little bit of a rough ride for everyone, I guess, with all the things going on between Houston and the fires that are going on out west. There's a lot going on simultaneously. The earthquake down in Mexico. All this has gone on in a very, very short period of time, and it is very shocking and, you know, disenchanting, to say the very least. But I think it's brought a lot of people together, and I think that everybody is reaching out to the divine in their way in order to sustain those that they love here and in the land. So it has, I guess, its sunny side, but we won't see it probably for another week or two.
Yeah, well, we have, you know, and we have Mercury that's going to go into opposition with Neptune, Mars that's going to go into opposition with Neptune, Vertex on the east coast is going to go over Neptune, and then the Sun has already passed. This situation is somewhat passing over Neptune. So the key factor here is the rebalancing of faith, and I think everybody should take that out of the situation. We know that there's only so much. 50% of our life is free will, but 50% of it is destiny. God, universe, karma, whatever your religion or your belief thing. Okay? We only have 50% of control of anything, any situation. And with this, we're brought to know that, especially with something as large as a hurricane. But know that you just have to trust that it's going to be okay through the situation. And wait it out and endure it out and see the other side. And the power of that and finding your faith right now is one of the greatest things everybody can do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we do have a few callers on hold. Maybe we should take them and see if we can see what's going on in their world.
How about we do that?
Okay. Area code 256, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Kimberly. How are y'all?
Hey, Kimberly!
Hey, how are you doing, Kimberly?
How about you?
Good, good. I'm good, I'm good.
Now, I have a number of Kimberlys. Which Kimberly are you?
My birthday is 11/5/1970.
Talladega,
I thought
Alabama.
So. I got you. Talladega. Yeah.
Yep.
And where are you living now?
I live in Tucker,
you living
Georgia.
There?
Tucker, yes. Tucker, Georgia, not Talladega, Alabama anymore.
Okay. And what did you want to ask us tonight?
Well, I'm really asking about career. I made a decision to look into going to school again, and I'm going to go to an open house later on this month. But I'm in a job right now that is really not befitting of who I am, and I'm looking for other jobs. And I just want maybe some insight on that.
I know the job is horrible right now. You got a massive T square with the job. Oh, oh. You're right. Hmm. Now, what kind of job
are you
looking for? I think that was what Jacqueline was going to ask. Yeah.
Oh well, right now I've been applying to universities for educator outreach manager. Admissions director, stuff like that, you know, where I can use my talents or be a manager of some sort.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I want to tell you, you got to follow your heart right now. That's the most important thing to do. And you're trying to do that, and I give you credit. We've got a little bit of retrograde activity that might be slowing down the process for you, at least at the moment. Now, is there a place that you applied to before or you had considered before that you could reapply to?
I guess I could, but I've been applying since maybe the third week in this new job.
Okay. Well, the retrograde planets, sometimes they honor previous ambitions, okay? Established realities. And so when the planets retrograde, to go and, like, reapply or reconnect with other people that you've worked with in the past, see if they have a lead on anything. The retrograde sometimes honor you returning to a place that can sustain you, because we've got Pluto still retrograde in Earth until the end of the month. And a nice trine to your Saturn. And Venus is sitting on your, the moon's sitting on your Saturn tonight. So this could be a time when you could return to a place, and I want to say the place you're probably looking for is probably partially government-funded or regulated. But for some reason, I don't think it's going to be a university, because the South Node is transiting through there right now. I think if that is your key to your future, I don't think it's your key to support. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with that. I don't agree that working for the school system is of what you're doing is or applying for is the right direction. I think that going back to school is the right direction. I also agree with her to return to other things, whether it's something that you know that you've done before, or a company that you know, you've known or done before, because this isn't going to shift until, like Afternet was talking about, Pluto goes direct. So you're looking at probably mid to end of October before I think the door is really going to open up for you to be able to find the job that you're looking for. So I do suggest, like Aphrodite said, go back and look at places you've worked before, look at places that you've applied to before, look at things that you've done before that you could go back and do. That would be your easiest avenue at this point in time.
Because Jupiter's going to go into your sign on the 10th of October. It's going to go into Scorpio for a full year. You are going to be so gifted this year with your resources. It's going to be amazing. So even if they hire you before the 10th, at the 10th, everything is going to start to go very smoothly. Just know that, of October.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice shift for you. It's going to be a bountiful year. Some of the things that are going on right now, these Virgo planets, they cause us to overanalyze and worry too much. And so because of that, sometimes we get caught up in, like, our own inner storm, if you will, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I'd ride the wave. I know these next couple of weeks is probably a time to really investigate. And, again, make contacts with people that know your character, they know your integrity. See if they have a lead on it. Or if there's a place you kind of liked before and you applied but it didn't really work out at that time, I'd be looking in that direction.
Okay. Okay.
You're a natural teacher and educator, and you've got a fantastic philosophy, and you're very, very psychic. So I have a feeling that once you get a handle on what it is you really desire, every door will open. I think settling for less just to get out of where you are is not the way to focus. Okay?
Okay.
Go after your heart's desire. Go after what you feel deep down is really where you want to be. Because then it's going to make school much easier for you, because you're going to come out of your job every day and you're going to feel full and be ready to take on your classes and work towards your future. I just think it's about, as Jacqueline would say, that balance. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you both.
You're welcome. You keep us posted, okay, Kimberly?
I will.
All right. All right. God bless.
Bye.
Bye-bye. She's got such an amazing chart with all that Scorpio. Whew.
It's a tense creature.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 202, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Kate. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. You guys are you down in Florida?
My house is. I'm not physically there.
No, she's a snowbird. She's down there sometimes.
Okay. Is everything okay?
The wind is blowing. It's raining.
Yeah.
My house is fine right now. So it's,
okay,
it's
good.
Fine right now.
Good. I have a couple of friends down there too, so wishing you guys well.
Definitely say your prayers.
Yeah. I just wanted to take a look at what's going on. I have a creative project that I've talked to you guys about a couple of times. It's a film that I'm working on. It's coming together. And now I have the opportunity to present to a partner who could very much help out a lot. But it's kind of like, you know, when you kind of get that opportunity and the fear sets in, it's sort of like, you know, what the heck am I doing? And sort of
are you March
5th? Blocked. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Almost
and
feel
where
like
do you
a
live
creative
now?
Block. And, I'm in Philly right now, but I live in Brooklyn. I'll be in Philly for the next few weeks.
Okay. All right. All right, let's take a look at that.
Okay.
I have to say, I think you're doubting yourself too much.
Here
again, I have to go with the have faith thing. Okay, I know you're a Pisces sun, and, you know, you have that Mercury in Pisces, so you have that duality, and sometimes you get caught up in the seriousness of the situation, but you're living your dream,
mm-hmm.
and I know you fear that. What you need to do is really trust the process. I'm going to tell you to go listen to some music, some happy music, inspirational music, something like that. Whenever you start, your mind starts overanalyzing. We now, right now, that's what we've been talking about, is all this run of Virgo planets. You know, you have Mars, Venus, and the Sun all running through Virgo. Okay? And so it's grounding you down a little bit more than what you should. I think you really need to, you know, lighten yourself up and relax and know that this process is a distraction. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I agree because I know that this is your lowest biorhythmic cycle because these planets are opposing your Pisces stuff as far as your solar light. But Saturn, the great teacher, and someone that's tenured is sitting right on your Neptune, which means that this partner could be very, very good. It could be a really good international contact, number one. Number two, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, has been sitting on your moon for about 30 days. You've been trying to seal this deal, forming a trine right now with yourself. No, this could be what you've been waiting for all along. Do not let the fear and the worry of the Virgo energies, which Jacqueline just talked about, get in your way. You go for this. But remember one thing. Mercury still in its shadow until the day that Pluto actually goes direct, okay, which is the 28th of this month. Just make sure whatever contract you sign that it protects them and you. Be very fair-minded, okay? Because that's what's going to get you to seal the deal, all right?
Fair-minded, okay. And I think, too, this person has a lot of Virgo energy. Like, I looked at our charts together, and I think his, I want to say his Pluto and his Mars are on my Virgo planets. So it's very much, I feel the Virgo from him. It's like he's very much about, like, by the book and every single, like, aspect, and I guess it kind of made me doubt myself and not feel as though I have enough knowledge about the topic to do what I'm doing. And it sort of made it more.
But he can
my
protect effort. And perfect your interests in this. He can protect and perfect your interests. Your Saturn's in Virgo. It's a father kind of energy. And so because of that, there could be some really, really good exchanges. Your oppositions in and of themselves are not negative. What they do is they give you a choice. You can either embrace it or push it off. And I have to tell you, sometimes opposites like this, you can do a lot of things together. This might not be the first thing you do together. I mean, many more in the future, okay? So I would at least entertain it. You're in your Mars return, too, tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yep, so it's making contact right now. And your Mars and your Jupiter were kissing in Virgo, and Mars is about to bless you with this opportunity. So don't let the anxiety affect your cool, confident demeanor. Go in there very sure of your creativity and knowing that he has the resources to help you to bring it into the world and be very appreciative, and I think it'll go great.
Oh, thank you. That makes me feel so much better. Thank you.
And Jacqueline's very right. You know, you've got to appreciate what you have. It's a great gift, you know? And and I know that this is a challenging time, but again, if you meet the challenge often, you prosper in all your ways. How good is that?
That works. That works good. And as long as I don't, you know, I just don't want my, this is like my dream. It's like the, just imagine the most powerful person that could help you. And then all of a sudden you just, I don't know, get creatively blocked and get in your own way. So, yeah, I'm just going to unplug and
trust,
get back into the creative.
Trust the process. Really, trust the process.
Okay.
Go, let it go again here. Go listen to some music. Go enjoy hearing something pleasurable, okay, that really is inspiring and happy music that has nothing to do with what you're doing. I think you'll find it great success if you do that every time you start overanalyzing. Yes, this is great.
I so agree with
you.
Her because Neptune's sitting on your sun and music is your friend, and so are nice baths and rose petals or essential oils to help you relax a little bit.
Yes, that sounds good. Thank you so much.
Exactly, because like I said, you know, your dream is so beautiful. You know that somehow the divine will find a way to bring it for us. And it's okay to be just joyful in the opportunity and trying to relax walking in there, as Jacqueline suggested. Okay?
Yeah, it really is a godsend. Like, you wouldn't believe all the synchronicities. Like, I know God is present. It's laughable, like, all of the coincidences that are occurring. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So you're so right. I appreciate it.
Well, many blessings to you and yours.
Thank you. You guys, too. I'll see you next Sunday.
All right. God bless. All right. Bye.
God bless.
You got to love that Pisces creativity.
Hmm. Oh, yeah. It's such a tough time for
Pisces. So
are
you ready for
right
the next?
Now,
oh, it is.
Really,
I know all those oppositions and stuff. And all the things in the world that even when they turn on the internet or the TV, they're absorbing that stuff because they're so psychic absorbing, they can't help but be empathic. It's like, really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a big thing right now, being at the lowest biorhythm level and with the foundational shifts that are going on. Pisces seems to, you know, and right now really be getting a little too serious about life. They need to lighten up. That Neptune is beautiful right now to have that faith in the process.
Absolutely. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 203, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi there. My name is Anne. How are you?
Hi, Anne. How are you?
Oh, good. I'm February 7th, 1952, at 8:58 p.m. in New York, New York.
Okay. You're going to hold on. I have to redo this.
It's 2 degrees Libra rising.
Is it Anne with E, an E or no E?
With an E.
Ah.
Okay, your birthday is again?
A-N-N-E. And it's February 7th, 1952. 5-2. 8-5-8 p.m. New York, New York.
Okay. I tell you, I love this chart. Wow, you got a lot of sustaining trines right now, girlfriend. Woo. Okay. Yeah. So what was your major question?
Well, I could ask you all of this. I'm going to go with relationship, either reconnect or new, friendship or whatever there.
Well, reconnect is powerful right now.
Uh-huh.
Uranus is retrograde in your seventh, okay? But
okay.
You have to understand that Uranus would indicate that there was a lack of predictability in that relationship in the past, right?
Right.
Yeah, but it was exciting on the other hand, right? I so get that. Okay. I had to say it. But you know what? Don't think that you can heal this person.
Okay.
Let them be who they are. Okay? And totally expect that it's still going to be unpredictable, but it's still going to be exciting. In other words, don't think that things have drastically changed. Just know that maybe both of you have grown in a way that you can accept each other better. Okay?
Okay.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree with what Aphrodite said, talking about the Uranus aspect. But Pluto is conjunct your Venus retrograde. So it's backing up into it, okay? And what's happened earlier is that it passed over. And so you've been really making foundational shifts in your perspective as far as your relationships are concerned. What nurtures you, what is right for you. Because you have this ethics, line of ethics is very strong, okay? And here's where I get the situation with Aphrodite, okay? Is that I do agree with her that I do see relationships pass my back to you. I do see that you are going to have to know your boundaries and limits, and I also see a different perspective coming from you, where you look at them with a different why.
Right, I think we're getting some kind of noise. I'm not hearing what you said.
My phone is blowing up. I'm sorry. My phone is blowing up with text, and I apologize about that. But I have something happening in Florida, and I have no clue of what it is right now, and I'm on the phone with you.
Sorry.
Anyhow, forget that my phone is blowing up with text. What I am saying to you is that revisit it. Look at it with fresh new eyes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Best thing that you can do is have that friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, and develop a friendship with them. Take your time with this. Again, Pluto is on your Venus, so time with you is what you need. Okay?
Okay. That's actually what I'm looking for, but I don't know whether it's really going to happen. That's basically it.
Patience and trust. Faith. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's just one thing that this person could give to you that nobody else has. Don't forget that part. Yeah.
That's part of the problem. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And Mars is running yourself notes, so I know you've really missed this part of this person. And Mercury's going to pass over this over the next 3 days, okay? So you're going to make this decision, and no matter what Jacqueline and I say, over the next 3 days, you're going to connect because you're so damn curious. You can't help yourself, okay?
No. I tried that phone call thing. I don't think that's going to happen. It might be telepathic, I suppose, yeah. When you say it's
well,
it
very well
to
could be,
because
it's moving through your 11th house, but...
Okay, so you're saying Mercury's going to pass over it, meaning Leo, if you're saying? Or are you saying Virgo?
In Virgo. Because Mercury retrograded back into Leo, but now it's in Virgo. It re-entered Virgo this morning, and so it moves roughly a degree a day. So it's going to pass over your south node. Your Mars has already passed over this. So that's why you can't seem to get it off your mind. Your mind keeps resting upon it. But I think it's mutual. I think the other person's feeling the same way. And so
I know you are picking up on this as far
as your life.
His Saturn, yeah, because his Saturn's in Virgo.
Okay.
And that's probably.
So I would say, I would not rule this out. I would try and step in if you can. And if not, I would just send this person love and light and say, I'm open to look at this again, if you're open to look at it again, you know. Cause obviously, you're getting a strong message. You wouldn't have called us tonight. Okay.
Right. Yeah. I agree.
And you keep us posted on this. I'm really curious to see how this one turns out.
Well, I appreciate both of your help and good luck with Florida. We have
Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And
all right, God bless
you. Can you take the next call so that I can look and see what this is all about?
Absolutely,
positively,
go.
Thank you.
Go. All right. No problem. These are challenging times with these storms. All right. Let's see. Area code 111. You're on the air.
Hi, ladies. This is Jane. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing well. My date of birth is the 18th of June, 70.
Okay. Have you called in before?
Yes, I have.
5:32 a.m. in Scarborough, Canada.
Yes.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. And you have a special question for us tonight.
Yes, I'm dealing with a situation at work. There's some people that are trying to create problems for me. There's two people in particular, female Pisces. I have her date of birth. It's the 26th of February, 76. And then there's a male Aquarius. His date of birth is the 20th of January, 73. Now, who's the instigator? Like, I don't interact with these people. Like, am I dealing with some karmic issues with these two?
All right. Let me take a look at this. The interesting thing is they're both on the cusp. They're both born within 3 degrees of sign change. Okay? So the Pisces actually has an Aquarian-Pisces blend. Okay? And your midheaven star in Toronto is at 27 degrees of Pisces. So usually, if you meet the challenge with this person to their satisfaction, you could probably sustain yourself. But it squares your Neptune, which means you really don't want to. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And the other one is basically they're on the Capricorn Aquarian cusp, and there's no planetary energies there right now. Okay? So I don't see them as much of a heavy player as Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't know if this person is trying to just bring out the best in you and you're finding it uncomfortable. Because usually you're pretty optimistic. You know, I mean, you're a Gemini. You've got great communication skills. You've got a beautiful moon in Sag. So you're usually on the up and up. You usually have a pretty, you know, positive philosophy. I mean, and now, is there somebody that's there right now who is standing by you, that's supporting you in the job?
No.
Then draw upon your inner mentors. When was the last time that you were in a similar situation?
Well, you know what? I worked with a female before at two other jobs. So this is the third time I'm working with her. And we all used to work. I didn't work with a male at a previous job, but he worked at another job. So, well, in the same industry. So, but it, you know, I think she's trying to recreate a situation. Like the female was, I think, in a way, she's the instigator. She's trying to recreate what happened in a previous job with a male,
okay,
which I reported to HR, and then she's trying to, I think, recreate the same kind of situation, I think. And I don't know if I'm correct in believing that.
See, I'm not sure if it's necessarily karmic. I just wonder if she reminds you of someone from her earlier years. Just for some reason, you're hitting one of her pressure points. And I don't think you're doing it consciously. I just think it's there. Now, have you looked into new opportunities?
Yeah, I'm looking for, I'm looking for a new job. I know it's time for me to move on to something new.
Yeah, because over the next 6 weeks, Saturn's going to be opposing your Gemini sun. You're probably going to get more than one offer. I would try and tolerate her as well as you can, and I would be looking towards the future of making the change. Okay, because I think you're going to find something really great. It's going to be an international flavor to the company. It's going to be good rapport. Now, are you bilingual?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because you're able to understand people, though, on a different level, and to really be objective and caring is phenomenal in your chart. It's one of your greatest gifts. And you're going through a Jupiter return right now over the next month. And Jupiter always gives good things, okay? So I have a feeling that you're going to like the environment. You're going to like the way it's decorated. You're going to like the colors. You're going to like the windows. You're going to like the person you're talking to. This is a big month for you coming up, okay? Allow yourself to say, I'm going to tolerate her. I'm going to be as kind, and I'm going to walk the line until I can get the heaven out of here, okay? Because that's really where you need to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So but I think it is time to move on for you, and I think this is a lesson learned for you, though, about this particular woman. Now, have you ever had problems with other women kind of similar to this? Are you processing something yourself that you're not aware of?
You know what? No. It's just the female. Like, I, you know, the other two jobs, I was fine with her. But then, you know, and then I don't know. She just changed, I guess. Very,
both
of them are very.
Some kind of jealousy or threatening energy is what I'm getting.
Kind of, both of them I find.
I'm not sure what you possess.
Yeah.
I don't know what you possess that she is jealous of.
Okay.
And it could just be the fact of your deliberate calm and the way that you deal with people, because you're very, very good with people. So there's something that you possess that she lacks, okay? So there's a little bit of resentment there. Even though you didn't cause it, you are becoming the butt of it, okay? That's why you do need to remove yourself, but I would do it gracefully. I would keep your integrity. I'd move on to something better and keep your resume as pretty as it needs to be. Okay.
Yeah, I will. So you're saying it's the female. So the male is not, or is. Okay.
I'm not saying it as
but
a male, no.
Getting,
I'm not.
But the that female is getting the male involved. And.
Well, yeah,
she was
because
on
she
that,
has the ability.
Yeah.
Cause
she,
so she's
she,
pulling
she
out
was,
all.
She was
she's
aware
pulling out. In, out yeah, she's collecting her toolbox in order to win, which, you know. She doesn't realize that when she loses you, she is lost, but that's her problem. You need to get yourself in a better place, and this is the universe's way of pushing you onto something better.
Yeah. Yeah, I see that. Yeah, it's just that when she just came back from mat leave, but when she was away on mat leave, it was the male. Oh, my God, this male's energy. Like, I don't know what it was. But he, I don't know, but you're picking up it's the female.
Mm-hmm. I think he adopted her attitude in her absence and stepped to cover for her.
Yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, keep us posted, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you, ladies.
Go for the gold. All right.
Thank you.
God bless you. All right, bye. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm doing just good.
Let me see if my partner's ready to come back on. Hold on 1 second, that way you get both of us. Hold on a second, I'm just going to try and pull her up here. Hey, Jack, are you ready to come back?
I'm back, everything's okay.
All right, great, she's in a storm right now.
There's nothing I can do about now.
Oh, are you in the middle of a storm?
Oh.
Her house is down there. She's
house.
Up in Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm 1,200 miles away from it right now, but my house is there, and something occurred, but there's nothing I can do about it, and it's all okay. So that's a good thing. So it's all good.
All right.
You know, minor damage isn't a big deal. Major damage is.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's not too bad.
No, it's okay. It's all good. It's fine. So
646, right, what's your name?
My name is Lisa.
Have you called in before?
No, this is my first time calling to your show.
You're
all right.
Virgin.
What's
oh,
your
my
birthday?
Goodness. Okay.
It's August 12th, 1981.
And what time were you born?
2:30 a.m.
And what city were you born in?
Long Island, New York.
Long Island?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Don't have that accent. That surprises me. So did you have a question for us today?
Yes, I have a question. It's kind of a silly question, but I'm going to ask anyway. So I am going to be returning to school soon. And, however, I just need to hire a writing services to help me edit my paperwork. I mean, to help me edit my essay. And I'm just wondering, I like their work, number one. But number two, I want to know if they are located in Los Angeles or if they are located in London somewhere. That's my question.
Do you still live in New York?
Yes, I do.
And the two places you're looking at?
No, so my question is, let me just reiterate, I do apologize. Okay, so I'm going to be applying for school. I've completed all of the necessary papers, you know, as far as the essays, but I need to hire a writing service to actually do the formatting and editing for me because I had a writing partner, but unfortunately he can't do the work right now because of other commitments. So I found a writing service online. So my question is, are they located in the U.S., should I say, or located overseas?
I like overseas better.
That's what I...
And I'll tell you why. You've got some very strong energies in your third house of local talent, okay? But whether you choose California or overseas, okay, they're both 900 miles away or more. And right now Saturn's in Sag, which is a very international energy right on your Neptune with trines.
There you go.
Where it's a local talent, there's a lot of squares. I don't like it. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I was going to say the same exact thing as you. You know, because of that. Well, we're looking at, you know, that Saturn effect in your Neptune. It really allows you, and I'm sure, and that was my point to it, is that I'm sure you vibrate or you feel the energy stronger internationally than you do in California.
And, yes, I do.
And so here again, I think the universe is kind of pushing you into that and saying, use your intuition. Use what feels right for you, okay?
Okay.
That it will work out the right way. And I think that's your lesson in this, is to trust your own confidence in your own intuitive abilities, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay, sounds good.
And the other thing you have to remember is your moon is in Capricorn, okay? And Capricorn is ruled by Saturn, and Saturn has a 29-year cycle, okay? So for Saturn to be sitting on your Neptune to manifest your dreams, which is the ruler of your moon, all your creative power, wow, how cool is that?
Wow. That's awesome. Okay. All right. Well, I just wanted to get a second opinion, and I'm on my way. That sounds good.
All right. Well, glad you called in tonight.
Okay, thank
God
you.
Bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a sweetheart. Wow. Okay. Let me see what I'm doing here now. Oh, this looks... This could be the same caller. Let me see. Nope. I think that's it. We just dropped the call, so... What else do we want to tell the people while we're still on the air?
Well, okay. Well, I didn't know we had that few on today. Well, you know, with all the things that are going on in the universe right now and all the dramatic shifts and changes that it's making, you know, really the whole thing, remember that we're under that duality of the Virgo energy, okay? And it's in such a beautiful trine, with a grand trine with the moon and Pluto right now. That's really, you know, a great thing to call upon us with those foundational changes of the purity. Like with Lisa, who we just had on the radio, I think she's an ideal situation of the same thing that's going on. People not trusting their own instincts, not trusting the process and that they know what the right thing is to do. You know, and it's a matter of keeping that faith and trusting things right now, even though physically, because this is an earth trine, things are physically changing. It's all physical around us with this whole trine situation going on with Pluto.
Exactly. We just had a couple more people sign on, so let's go ahead and help them too.
How about we do that?
Okay. Air code 207, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Dee calling from Maine.
Hey, Dee, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, okay, not too bad. You know, I moved about a few months ago, but I'm on the list for some apartments in towns I really want to get into. So I want to know if you see me getting anything. And I'm still out in the country, and I really want to live near something. I can't go on like this. You know, I have to be near something.
Are you originally from Greece?
Yes.
Okay. And you're living, where in Maine right now?
I'm living in Amity, Maine.
Amity, okay.
All right. Okay. Let's see what's shaking here.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, I know. These are anxious times for a lot of people because of all the Virgo energies. You are overanalyzing, and you've got a lot of Virgo in your chart. So it is hitting you directly, but your ability to analyze things so to completion is also strong, okay? So maybe you're gathering together too much information, and that's why you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yes.
Now, Jupiter, now what do you do for work?
I'm on disability.
Okay. So you can collect that anywhere, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because Jupiter is sitting on your vertex in Amity, okay, which is your electric ascendant in the sixth house of work and service. So this has to do with your activities of daily living because you're not looking for an employment situation, all right? And what it's doing is squaring your Saturn in Capricorn because you have been feeling so trapped where you are, like a prisoner.
Yes.
Okay? And because that square is still in effect right now, almost exactly, this is not the perfect time for you to make the move. I hate to tell you that, but that's what I'm seeing. I don't want to lie to you, okay?
Okay.
But it is the perfect time to find the perfect place and then move a little bit later. Once Jupiter gets into Scorpio on the 10th of October, some of the doors are going to open for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
Right now, really just concentrate your search on getting more details and being more thorough. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I was going to say it a different way. I agree with what Aphrodite said. Dream your dream. You want to look for the ideal place at this point in time. I happen to like high beam ceilings for you, so normal ceilings aren't as good as having higher ceilings for you. So just to let you know that I would be looking at that. What kind of place do you want to live in? Envision what kind of place you want to live in. And trust the process. I agree with Aphrodite that you have to wait a little bit longer before you're actually going to get the home that you really want. But the reason why is it's testing you to really trust what you love. To go, no, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be. And I understand that you're frustrated. I do understand the frustration level about being in the same place again with all this Virgo energy going over you, okay? But you trust the process because you're going to a greater place, okay? And if you look for that ideal situation and keep knowing that it's going to happen, it'll happen before you know it, I promise you.
Because I heard back from one of these places this week, and I feel that it might be soon. You know, I really want, I want to be, I have to be near people. I have to be near in a town where I can walk to everything. So I don't have a car, so it's very difficult.
And where were you thinking
looking
of going? Just so I can look at the relocation for you.
Well, I'm looking at, in Houlton right now. That's as far as I can get. You know, I can't.
Houlton,
I can't leave the state at this point. Yes, yes.
Can I take a look at it? Hold on a minute. Let me take a look for you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to progress your chart. Okay. And take a look at it from that trajectory and see what we see for you. Okay. It could be the right thing. Let's see. I just love having this kind of technology. It's so amazing. Okay, let's see. Your location. This program, what it does is it gives me a statistical about in many different categories. It's Houlton spelled how?
H-O-U-L-T-O-N.
Got it. I forgot the U. All right. Now I got you. All right. Let's take a look. Just gives me some information as far as the person you're becoming and how you're evolving. Wow. Wow. This could be the greatest thing. Friendship and now it usually goes from 0 to 150 on the statistic.
Okay.
Okay. Friendship and family is 736.
Wow.
Okay. Optimism and opportunity, 130. Responsibility and focus, 208. You could establish yourself there.
Well, see, that's the thing. Over the past few months, I've met a lot of people there. I mean, I go there as often as I can, and I am almost in this one place. I've been on this list for a long time, but I've met a lot of people there. I'm very comfortable there, and that's where I want to be right now. You know, that's where I wanted to be for a while.
It's looking good from where I'm sitting here as far as your progress chart right now. You have to remember that
good.
You progress a day for every year you live here. Your
okay.
son has progressed into the first degree of Scorpio, and Jupiter is about to enter that sign on the 10th of October.
Okay.
So I would completely keep in touch with these people. I would be very, very amenable and very, very present with them because you could love your new life.
Oh, boy. I'm sure. I would, definitely.
Just keep right on top of it. I'm telling you, I think it's coming to you. It's just not the right timing exactly, but I think you're getting closer. This month is going to bring
oh,
you
good.
Much closer.
Oh, good.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Good.
I agree. Patience. Patience. Trust
okay.
that the right thing is going to happen at the right time because, like Aphrodite was talking about, this is divinely inspired. I think
wow.
your new lifestyle you're really going to enjoy. Okay.
Oh, good.
So
good.
That's the reason why I say keep looking for, you know, at all the different things that you want to be able to live the lifestyle you want and prepare yourself for that because I think
oh,
it's
yeah.
around the corner for you.
Oh, okay? That's great. That's so great. Thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Keep us posted.
I will, definitely.
All right. God bless you. Okay.
Bless you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
You want to go for one more or do you need to go?
Oh, I'm good. Let's go for one more.
Okay. Area code 603, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Hello, everyone.
And who
Robert.
Is
Robert?
Yes, this is Robert.
Oh.
Yes.
Wonderful.
How is
my dear
everyone?
Lifelong friend from New Hampshire. He's here visiting me. He's been listening to the whole show, but he couldn't resist calling in. I love it.
Well, I did threaten. I did threaten to call in twice, so yeah, I may as well carry out my threat.
It's divinely inspired. We needed to take this one. What's your last name, Robert?
Brown.
Okay. And what's your birthday?
Robert Brown III.
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that too much, but yeah, it's November 30th, 1957.
Okay, what time were you born?
6:45 a.m.
And the city
I have 5:45 a.m. on my computer.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. It's 5:45. See, I'm so bad. I'm so worried that I forgot my own birth time.
Okay. And what city were you born in?
Boston, Massachusetts.
Ah, I should have known by the accent.
Now there's a
never
new Boston, New Hampshire. Can you believe that?
One Boston to
course.
Another.
Yes. Well,
exactly. Crazy
well,
stuff.
Only, only fitting all the changes in my life that occurred would occur in a new place. But I actually do have
what's
a
your
real
question for us tonight, Robert?
Yes. I'm a little bit concerned. I'm in the middle of getting a certain education, trying to earn a degree. And I'm having a bit of problem due to having fallen behind in things. And if I'm not careful, I can be bumped out of this program that I'm in. I need to know if there's some way that I can salvage this thing, and if so, exactly how I can do this.
Well, it's about discipline, because Jupiter's sitting on your Jupiter, you're in your Jupiter return, and they're square to your Venus in Capricorn. So it's about a certain level of discipline that you're going to have to apply a little differently than maybe you have. And to make the time and make it more consistent, okay? You do have Mars sitting on your Pluto right now, your planet of empowerment, which is awesome, and Venus is heading over there over the next 3 days. So while you're here visiting me, Robert, we might have to come up with a strategy, but I'm going to let Jacqueline speak now because we'll chat about this later.
Yeah, well, plenty of time.
Well, and I'm going to say I'm glad you went to Aphrodite's right now, because you need to lighten up a little bit more. You're taking it a little too heavy, a little too seriously. You are an extremely intelligent man. Anybody with a Mercury in Sagittarius has more knowledge than what they need to. And I think you're really feeling you're a fire. And with all this earth, what happens is that you drown your fire out, okay? And I do agree that there is a way to get out of this, and it's rolling up your sleeves and getting them dirty, okay? It is
okay.
You know the information. You know what you need to do. It's a matter of just doing it. I think part of it is you don't agree ethically with what you have to do, okay? And that is a little hesitation for you. But it's what you must do to finish the process. Does that make sense?
Actually, it does. Come to think
okay.
of it, yeah, there are a few things that I need to. There are a few things that I'm going to need, especially dealing with my professors, that I'm a little bit leery of doing. But I know that if I do these things, then yes, I should be able to deal with this problem.
Correct, and I know that crosses your boundary.
Remember, you
or limit,
need to make.
But...
Okay. Go ahead.
I know that it crosses your ethics, but don't worry about that. You can move through it and maintain your ethical stance, even though you won't. It won't be as verbalized or as present as what you'd like it to be. Do you understand it that way?
Okay. Yes,
make it
I do,
go through
actually.
The motion of what they're requiring of you, and do what you know you need to do, but don't get into that value, okay? Don't agree
okay.
with the value. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
More than you realize, actually.
I'm just looking at your chart.
She is so awesome.
Honorable
I read that. She is so awesome.
Yeah, you're an honorable guy and so sensitive. You know, and it's hard for you to walk that boundary sometimes, and it overwhelms you, especially with the sun in opposition to you right now, your moon right now, and everything that's going to be tromping over it. It's really going to give you that slow pace and sorrow about what needs to be done, but it does need to be done.
Yes, this is true.
Yes, you're
I'm
going to
get out my whip and start cracking it. I can see that.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, we're about to go off the air, so anyway, good night to everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
And see you next week.
All right, God bless. All right, good night.